Today's daf is Yuma Daf Chof Ches, and we are Be'ezus Hashem, the beginning of a new perek, the third perek of Masechtes Yuma, on Daf Chof Ches Amud Aleph. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema, for Shlomo ben Zara Aliza, Avadya ben Miriam Leia, Moshe Abba ben Devorah, Devorah bas Mecha, Shmuel ben Tehila, Mordechai Tzvi ben Fradel, Rafal Yaakov ben Rachel Chava, David ben Shoshana, Rafal Yitzchak Isaac ben Rechama, Miriam bas Zara Dina, and Yitzchak Elio ben Shoshana Bracha. Today's daf is being learned as a schos, v'yecheskel shragi ben Miril, and today's daf is being learned to Ilui Nishmas Avram ben Yibad l'chaim Toivim, Reb Moshe Chaim. So we're continuing along discussing the Avodah on Yom Kippur. Zok de Mishnah, Omar Lohem HaMemuna. The Memuna, Rashi says, again, was the Skan Kohen Gadol. So he turned to the Kohanim and he told them, Tzu'u, go out, Uru'u, and take a look and see Im Higiyas Man Shechita, if the time to shecht the Karban Pesach has arrived. Im Higiya, if the time in fact arrived, Haroya Oime Bar Kai, the Kohen who went out to see whether in fact it was this man to bring the Karban Tamid, he would make an announcement, he would say the word Bar Kai. So Barkai, Rashi says, is Lashon Tzoyar. It means that the sun is glowing, meaning the sun has risen to some degree. We'll see exactly to what degree. And it's time to bring the Karban Tamid. Masya ben Shmuel said that the exchange between the Kehanim went like this. Heyer pnei kol ha-mizrach ad she-bechevroin. Vahu oimer, he would say, hey, yes. What exactly this means, the Gemara will explain. What was the reason for this? Meaning, it sounds like the Kehanim had to know whether it's morning. So you have to go through a whole dramatic process to figure out whether it's morning. Roll up the shades, look outside, and you'll see if it's morning. There was a Kohen who went. There was a special Nusach that he would say. They would say this, he would see that. We'll see in the Gemara a little bit of drama. But the point is that why are we complicating something that would seem to be very simple? And the Mishnah says it's because of a Maisa Shehoya Kachoya, Shepam Machas Olam Ora Levano. Because once upon a time, the moon was shining in a way that Vidimu Shehoya Mizrach, that the Olam thought that it was actually the sun that was shining. Vishachatu Asat, and they brought the Karban Tamid. Now, they ended up bringing the Karban Tamid at night, which you can't do. And because the Karban was brought Bipsol, Vahitzil, the Beis HaSreifa, they had no choice but to treat the animal as a Karban that's possible. They brought it out to the Beis HaSreifa and they burnt it. And it was because of a Maisa Shahoya Kachoya that once happened that the Chachamim made a Takana and they said that we can't simply rely on our instincts to determine whether it's day or night, but we have to go through this ritualistic process. This is a good way of determining with certainty whether it's day or whether it's night. Zok the Mishnah Vayter Hayridu Kohen Gadol LeBeis HaTfilah. So after it was determined, this is on Yom Kippur, that it's actually day, so the Kohen Gadol was sent to the Beis HaTfilah. He was going to be Toivol now for the first time. This was the rule in the Beis HaMikdash called HaMesach Es Raglav. Anyone that went to the bathroom, Rashi says, Nikovim Gedoylim, he had to go to the mikvah first. Mayim, and anyone that went to the bathroom, he didn't have to go to the mikvah, but at the same time, he had to go to the kir, and he had to be mekadesh his hands and his feet. He had to be mekadesh yadav v'ragel. So there's a lot of information in this Mishnah. The Gemara is going to go through it, but it's going to begin with the opening halacha of the Mishnah. And that is, it's time to bring the Tamid Shel Shachar. That's the first carbon that was brought every morning. So the first avoida that was done in the morning was the Trumas Hadeshen. That's why the first Mishnah that discussed avoida on Yom Kippur discussed the Trumas Hadeshen, which pretty much escorted us through the second parak. The third parak begins with not the first avoida that we discussed, but the first carbon. And that's the Tamid Shel Shachar. So we're going to do more of a proper introduction at some point during the third parak as it relates to the Karban Tamid. But from a high level, we're very familiar with the Karban Tamid. Every single day, in the Beis HaMikdash, there were two Karbanos Oila that were brought. Both Oilois had a din of a Karban Tzibur. They were paid for by the Machzis HaShekel, which means that every single Yid had a Chelik in it, and they were known as the Karban Tamid. Tamid, why? Because it was brought every single day. It was Tamidim Kesidron. In fact, it was brought twice a day. Once in the morning, and the other time, Bein Arbaim. So the first Karban that was brought was the Tamid Shel Bein Arbaim. And as the Mishnah said, the Tamid Shel Bein Arbaim had to be brought during the day. You couldn't even do the Shechita But you couldn't even do the shechita of the carbon tamin until we knew for sure it was day. Now, ordinarily, how do you know it's day? You just rely on knowing that it's day. But because of a ma'aseh shehayah, and because of the very expensive invoice we'd have to pay if we got it wrong, you'd have to take a carbon and you'd have to bring it to the Beis HaSreifa. So Chazal wanted to be 1,000% sure that they got it right. And it's for that reason, there was a kohen whose job it was to go out and to make sure that it was actually day. Now the Mishnah said, Amar lehem hamamuna tzu'u ure'u. So where did the kohen go? Just for the visual. Second Rashi in the Perek. Al hachoyma oy al hagag. He would either go on top of a chayma, a wall, or he would climb to the roof of the Beis HaMikdash, and he would look very carefully at the sky to determine whether or not it's night. Okay, so what did he say? So the Mishnah said two opinions. The Mishnah said, Haroya Oime Barakai. Tanakama says he would say Barakai, meaning the sun is shining. Masya ben Shmuel Oimer, he had a more of an elaborate exchange, which was very unclear. Heyer Pnei Kol HaMizrach Asha B'Chevron, the whole eastern front is lit up until Chevron. V'hu Oimer Hein, he would say yes. So who's talking and what the response is exactly is unclear. We'll see that in the Daf. Zokta Gemara Tanya. But first, the Braisa that elaborates a little bit on the Mishnah. Rabbi Shmuel says, Barak Barkai, when the Kohen went up to the roof or to the top of the wall, if he saw the sun shining, he would say Barak Barkai, which is essentially the sheet of the Mishnah. The Mishnah said Barkai, Rabbi Shmuel, and the Braisa just added Barak Barkai. Same difference. The sun is shining. Rabbi Akiva would said that what he would say is Ola Barkai. Not just Barak Barkai, but Ola Barkai. Rashi says it's a little bit of a more advanced zman, meaning it's not just Barak that the sun is shining, but it's already Ola, which means a little bit more. Nechuma ben Afkishyo in Oimer, Af Barkai b'chevron. He would add, and he would say that not only do I see light in the sky, but I could see it in Chevron. Masi ben Shmuel, Hamamun ala Paisis, Masi ben Shmuel, he was in charge of the Geirolos. Oimer, he had a different shita. He said, Heyer pnei kol ha-mizrach atche b'chevron. What he would say is that the whole eastern front is lit up all the way to Chevron. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira had even a more advanced shir, and that is, Heyer pnei kol ha-mizrach ad b'chevron, v'yatsu kol ha-oim ish l'malachtoi. He would say that I see the oilam's already going out to work, that means it's already time to bring the carbon tamid. So the Gemara just pauses for a second and says, "I hachi nagalei tuva." That last year, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, "Heyer pnei kol ha-mizrach ad b'chevron v'yatsu kol ha-oim ish ish l'malachtoi." People are going to work a little later in the day. That sounds a little too late. So the Gemara says, "You're right." Liskar poyalim kayamina. What we mean is that the employers that are looking to hire people, so they would go out earlier, fatugs, to try to find people that they can hire so that the workers can start working in the morning. But the point is that we don't mean the time that people are actually going to work, but rather the people whose job it was or the employers who are looking to hire people, when they would go, that's what this year is. So the Braisa mentions five different shiurim of exactly when it was time to bring the carbon tamid. So we're not going to talk about this now, but just to mention, ordinarily in halacha, day is defined by alois hashachar, but likatchila neitzachama. So we have this man of alois, and we have this man of neitz. It's a mishnah in Mesechtes Megillah, Daf Chaf Amud Aleph, and the mishnah says, Dovash mitzvaset bayoim, you could do any time during the day. However, likatchila, you're always supposed to do a neitzachama. And based on that rule, which really governs all areas in halacha, so bris milah that's done during the day, you wouldn't do it before neitzachama. Any mitzvah, tchiyas shofar, dalad minin, you would always do a neitzachama, like the mishnah says very clearly in Mesechtes Megillah. Kriyas ha-megillah is bayoim, you do it by neitzachama. So you would think that the carbon tamid should be the same thing. Carbon tamid had to be brought during the day. When is day? Halachically, it's always neitzachama, but the evidence alois hashachar. But you would think that's the time you should do it. But the truth is, the Rishonim speak out that these manim that we're discussing right now, so whatever exactly they are, ayin sham, but whatever exactly they are, they're all before neitzachama. So they range somewhere from alois hashachar until neitzachama, which means then that it was likatchila. So it seems that the carbon tamid, shel shachar, was brought at a time that in halacha is really only day b'diavad. It's a chiddush. Usually the time between alois hashachar and neitzachama, even though it's day, but it's a b'diavad gizman of day. All halachas that require yom, you wouldn't do l'katchila between alois and neitzachama. You would wait until neitz. But when it came to the carbon tamid, they didn't say, let's wait until neitzachama. They dafka did it during this year. The question is what exactly this year is. And the other question is, why? But that's for a whole nother day. But for now, Zokta Gemara, Amar Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef said, so on the topic of Heyer Pnei Mizrach, Acha Bechevroin, and the movements of the sun. So the Gemara digresses for a moment. And the Gemara said that Rav Safra said the following, Tzloisei de Avram. The tefillah of Avram is michi meshachri koisli. When the eastern side of walls start casting a shadow, it's at that time that the time is to daven Avram Avinu's tefillah. Now, first of all, what does this mean? So when the sun is on the top of the walls, it's at that point that there's going to be a shadow on the eastern side. Ayin Rashi, who explains astronomically why that's the way it is. Which then means that the Zman that we're describing is Chatzos. That's the Zman that we're describing. So what Rav Safra said was, you want to know when it's time to daven the tefillah of Avram Avinu, it's from Chatzos. Mechi Meshachri Koisli, which is a very fancy way of saying from Chatzos. Now, which tefillah starts Chatzos? Mincha. It's interesting that Rav Safra would refer to Tfilas HaMincha as Tzloisa D'Avram. Tfilas HaMincha is not Tzloisa D'Avram. It's Tzloisa D'Yitzchak Avinu. The Tosfos Yeshanim asks the Kasha right here on our Gemara. Tosfos in Masechtas Brachos, Daf Chavav HaMebeis, also asks the Kasha. Yetz Hashem, we're going to talk about this in tomorrow's raid. But for now, Rav Safra said that the time to daven Avram Avinu's Tfilah, which in our sugi is not Shachris, but rather is Mincha, it's Michin Meshachri Koisli, it's from Chatzos. And the Mashmoy says that's when Avram Avinu daven Mincha, and because that's when Avram Avinu daven Mincha, that's when we should also daven Mincha. So Amr Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef, Rav Safra said, he said, Aname Avram, Nekin Venigomer, just because Avram Avinu davened Mincha from Chatzos, does that mean that we should also daven Mincha from Chatzos? Amar Rava. So Rava said, Rav Yosef, why is that fair? Meaning, why not? If Avram Avinu daven Mincha by Chatzos, why is doesn't it make sense that we should also daven mincha by chatzos? In fact, Rava said, Tana mikgama me Avram, v'anan lo yigam rinu b'nei. We find a precedent, we find that Tanoim learned halachas from Avram Avinu, the way he'd observed mitzvahs, so why shouldn't we do the same thing? The Tanya learned in a braisa, a very, very well-known braisa, and this is the first of many well-known gemaras in today's Amdaf. Brismila is supposed to be on the 8th day, but Lamed, we learn from Nish, Kali, and Kasha, Lamila. That really, you have the whole day to do Brismila. Elosh, that's the reason makdim el mitzvahs. But this reason makdim el mitzvah, shenemar, vayashkim Avram Baboyker, Vayachfosh Esasoinoi, Vigoymer. But we see that we learn Zrizim Akdim in the mitzvahs from Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu does mitzvahs first thing in the morning. We also should do mitzvahs first thing in the morning. So Rabbi told Rabbi Yosef, what bothers you about what Rabbi Safra said? Rabbi Safra said that Avram Avinu's tefillah of Mincha was Miki Meshachri Koisli. It was by Chatzos. So he was saying that we should do the same thing. That's the way Rabbi Yosef understood it. What's wrong with that? If Avram Avinu did it, it makes sense we should do it. Now, you tell me, because who are we to compare ourselves to Avram Avinu? Anan me Avram, nekem v'nigomer? I don't know. We learned Zrizim Akdim in the Mitzvahs from Avram Avinu. So why can't we learn this from Avram Avinu as well? Alam Rava. So Rava said, now Rabbi Yosef Akha Kasha. Rabbi Yosef was bothered with a different Kasha. This is what Rabbi Yosef must have been bothered by. Context, Rava was a Talmud of Rabbi Yosef. We know Rabbi Yosef forgot his learning. So maybe Rava's explaining what Rabbi Yosef must have meant. But regardless, the Talmud went to the Mishnah, Chal Arvei Pesachim Lias Berev Shabbos Nishchat B'Sheshu Mechza V'Kari B'Shevu Mechza. The earliest that the Talmud Shel Bein Arbayim was ever brought was 6.5 hours into the day. And that was if Erev Pesach fell out on Erev Shabbos. This is the first Mishnah in Perek Talmud Nishchat. So the Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim would have been brought B'Sheishu Mechzav. Ordinarily, it was brought later in the day. We'll see more about this tomorrow. But the earliest it was ever brought was B'Sheishu Mechzav. Now, Tfilas Mincha was instituted K'neged the Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim. If the earliest that the Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim was ever brought was B'Sheishu Mechzav, then the earliest you should be able to daven Mincha is B'Sheishu Mechzav. Or, B'Milam Acherim, if you could daven Mincha already, Chatzois, because Tzois Ed Avram is Michi Meshachri Koisli, which in English means Chatzois. So if that's the case, they should have been able to bring the Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim Chatzos. Erev Pesach, Erev Shabbos, they tried bringing the Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim as early as possible. If you could daven Mincha, Michi Meshachri Koisli, that's already this man of Bein Arbayim. So why didn't they bring the Karban Pesach earlier? So the Gemara says that's what was bothering Rav Yosef. His kasha was, V'nishchete Michi Meshachri Koisli. That's what they should do. But the Gemara says, my kushya, why? I don't think that's a kasha either. Because V'dumle Koisli, the Beis HaMikdash, B'sheshu Mechza Meshachri. Maybe the Koislim of the Beis HaMikdash, the Meshachri Koisli didn't happen by Chatzos. Chatzos, but it happened a little bit later. It happened first a half hour later. Meshum Tolei Mechav Nituva, because the walls were tapered, they were a little thicker on the bottom, they became narrower as they came to the top, so that would impact the way the shadow was cast. And maybe over there, the Shachri Koisli actually happened a half hour later. Maybe that's the reason. Inami, the Gemara says, Shani Avram, it's Tagninus Gedoyla, Hoysa Beliba. Maybe Avram Avinu knew how to figure out when Bein Rabayim is better than they knew how to do it in the Beis HaMikdash. Avram Avinu had an instagninus gedoyla beliboy, says the Gemara. He was very, very proficient in the world of astronomy and astrology. So maybe this was just an expertise that he had. So he knew how to daven mincha a little bit earlier. But you want to know why in the Beis HaMikdash he waited another half hour? Maybe they didn't know the halach. They just didn't know it as well Avram Avinu did. There's a certain metzias, a technical aspect to this, that Avram Avinu maybe knew that they didn't know. Inami, mishum dezokim v'yesh b'yeshiva havo. Maybe Avram Avinu knew because he was he was sitting and learning for many, many years, and maybe it was because of that he had this chachma yisera. How do you know? Avram Avinu was a zaken v'yoshev yeshiva. So it's hard to follow the digression in this stuff. From the earliest days, there were always yeshivas amongst the avos. They were mitzrayim yeshiva imot. Shenemar lech va'asafta ezikne yisrael. Now, there's no remez to a yeshiva in this pasuk. But Rashi says, it says Zikne Yisrael, and the word Zokain is Milosha in Zeh Shekono Chachma. So Zikne is Zeh Shekono Chachma, which would suggest that there were people that were Koino Chachma in Mitzrayim. Leichva Safta Zikne Yisrael. So there was Zikne Yisrael in Mitzrayim. Hashem told Moshe, right, go gather all the Yidden. This is a Mitzrayim. So you see, there was Zikne Yisrael, so there were yeshivas in Mitzrayim. Hayu b'mid yeshivim am, when the Yidden were mid, they had yeshivas. Shem, the pasuk says, Esfali shivim ish, again, mi Zikne Yisrael. Avram Avinu zokim yesh b'yeshiva hayu. Avram Avinu was a zokim yesh b'yeshiva. Shem, Avram zokim, Boba Yomim, but it says Avram Zokin, Yitzchak Avinu Zokav Yeshiv Shiva Hayo. Shenema by Hiki Zokin, Yitzchak Yak, Zokin, Yitzchak, Yak Avinu Zokav Yeshiv Shiva Hayo. Yak was also Zokav Yeshiv Shiva. Shenema by Eni Yisrael Kavdu, Mizokin, Eliezer Evad Avram Zokin, Vyoshev Biyeshiva Hayo. Avram, Yitzchak Yakov, and even Eliezer Evad Avram. Shenema, the pasuk says, Vayomer, Avram El Avdi, Zikan Besoy. So it says Zakan Besa. Again, it says the Lashon of Zakin. Rabbi Lazar added to that. He said not only was Avram Avinu Eliezer Eved Avram a Zakin v'Yoshev v'Yeshiva, but more so he was Moishel B'Teiris Rabbi. He was a Moishel B'Teiris Rabbi. In fact, who Damesek Eliezer? Eliezer is referred to as Damesek. Rabbi Lazar said Shadoila Umashke M'Teirosel Shorabi Shalachem. Eliezer, in addition to taking care of all of the finances of Avram Avinu, but he was also Doila Umashke. Take Torah from his master Avram Avinu, his Rebbe, and he was Mashke Mitayros Rabbi Shalachirim, and he would teach it to other people. Amar Rav, on that note, Rav said, Kaim Avram Avinu Kala Teir Gula. Avram Avinu was Mekan Kala Teir Gula. Shenema, the pasuk says, Ekev Asher Shoma Avram Bekoili, Vayishmar Mishmarti Mitzvoisai Chukoisai Visoi Rosoi. And you see from here that Avram Avinu kept Kala Teir Gula. Amar Rav, Simi Barchil, Rav, the Imish Heaven Mitzvahs. Maybe he only kept the Sheven Mitzvahs. How do you know from this pasuk that Avram Avinu kept Kala Terukulo, maybe Ekev Ashasham Avram Bekoili, Vayishmar Mishmarti Mitzvoisai Chukoisai Visoi Rosoi. Yeah, clearly implying that he kept mitzvahs, but maybe he kept the Sheven Mitzvahs. Who said he kept more than that? So the Gemara says, once he only kept Sheven Mitzvahs, Ha'ikanami Mila. He for sure also kept Mila. The Gemara says, okay, if Amish Shevet Mitzvahs of Mila, but the point is, how do you know he kept Kala Tarakula? Maybe what he kept was the Shevet Mitzvahs in Bris Mila, Amale. So Rav told Rav Simi Barchia im Kain, Mitzvoisoi Vesoiroisoi Lamali. What does Mitzvoisoi and Vesoiroisoi mean? That already seems to suggest more than just Shevet Mitzvahs B'nei Noyach and Bris Mila, and therefore what it must mean is that he kept Kala Tarakula. The Gemara says, Amar Rav, Itemi Rav Ashi, Kaim Avram Avinu Afilo Eruve Tavshilin. In fact, Avram Avinu was Mekayim Kala Tarakula. He was even Mekayim Erev Tashilin Shenemar Teroisoi Achas Teresh Abiksav Achas Teresh Abapet. Teros is a Lashon Rabbim, which means that he kept Teresh Abiksav Teresh Abapet, and that's how we know that he kept even Erev Tashilin. So we just went through a lot of Divrei Agada, some classic lines. Avram Avinu was a Zokin V'Yoshev Yeshiva, that's quoted everywhere. Avram Avinu kept Kala Terukula Afilo Erev Tashilin, that's a well known Gemara. So there's a lot here, but just first, in terms of the cheshbon of the Gemara, what exactly is going on? So the Gemara began with a comment that Rav Safra said. Amar Rav Safra, Tzloisei de Avram, Michi Meshachri Koisli. The Zman, Tadavin, Tfilas Mincha, or the time that Avram Avinu davened Tfilas Mincha, was Mechimeshachri Koisle, which it means Chatzois. And the Gemara says that when Rabbi Yosef heard that, Rabbi Yosef didn't understand what Rabbi Safra wanted. As if Rabbi Safra was saying, not just a fun fact, not just hashtag rest of the story, you want to know when Avram Avinu davened Mincha, he davened Mechim Shachri Koisle, but rather what he was trying to say was, is that that's the time that you're supposed to daven Mincha. And Rabbi Yosef heard that and he couldn't understand what we're learning from Avram Avinu. And Rava said, was badet the Rebbe, as I feel. So maybe we're learning from Avram Avinu. If that's when Avram Avinu davened Mincha, maybe that's we should daven Mincha. Don't we learn Tzrizim Aktiv in the mitzvahs from Avram Avinu? Vayashkim Avram Baboyker, that's when we do mitzvahs, first thing in the morning. So if that's the time that Avram Avinu davened, then yeah, maybe that is the time that we should daven as well. So Rava said, no, what must have bothered Rav Yosef was that if we're suggesting that Beinu Arvayim, the afternoon, the Zman of Mincha, quote unquote, starts from Chatzos, then why is it that when Erev Pesach fell out on Erev Shabbos, and the Kohanim had to bring the Tumah of Beinu Arvayim, and they had to bring it at the earliest possible time for reasons that the Gemara discusses in Perek Tumah Nishchad and Masechtas Pesachim. So the earliest they would bring it is 6.5 hours into the day. Why did they start 6.5 hours into the day? If the Zman of Mincha really starts from Chatzos, they could have started a half hour earlier, because the Zman of Mincha corresponds exactly to the Zman of the Tumah of Beinu Arvayim. In fact, we daven Mincha as a Zeche for the Tumah of Beinu Arvayim. So it has to be the same Zman. So if you're saying that you could have a Mincha from Chatzos, they could have brought the Tumah of Beinu Arvayim Chatzos, and they didn't bring the Tumah Shel Beinu Arvayim by Chatzos. So if they didn't bring the Tumah Shel Beinu Arvayim by Chatzos, isn't that a raya, not like Rav Safra, that this man of Mincha, even Avram Avinu, couldn't have davened Mincha by Chatzos? He would have had to have waited at least until a half hour later. So what's Slice of Avram, Chimashachri Koisli? It should have been a half hour after Chimashachri Koisli. And the Gemara gave three suggestions, three possible answers to be Miyashiv Rav Safra. Either maybe the Koisolois, the walls in the Beis HaMikdash, weren't perfectly straight, and because they weren't perfectly straight, so the Meshachri Koisli actually happened a little bit later. I mean, they used to look Meshachri Koisli. They knew that was Sloisa Davram, and that's what they did. Now, if you have a perfectly straight wall, Meshachri Koisli could be as early as Chatzos. Being the walls weren't so, they were tapered, so as a result, it didn't end up working out that way. But Enochinami, in theory, if the walls were more straight, maybe they could have brought the Tumah Shel Beinu Arvayim a half hour earlier. It wasn't. And because it wasn't, that's the way they did it, the way they did it. Inami, maybe, you're right, if someone knows exactly when to figure out the Zman of Mincha, you could start already from Chatzos. And Avram Avinu, it's Tagninus Gedoy Lohoysa Beliba, he knew how to do it. The Kohanim Beis HaMikdash didn't know it. And because they didn't know it as well, so they had to wait until it's ready for sure, Zman of Mincha. So they waited a little bit. Inami, finally, he was a Zok in the Yoshev Yeshiva. Avram Avinu was a Zok in the Yoshev Yeshiva. And because Avram Avinu was a Zok in the Yoshev Yeshiva, so it's for that reason he knew exactly how to do it at the right time. It didn't come from his expertise as an Instagninus, but it came from his expertise as a Rosh Yeshiva. He was a Zokin V'yoshin V'yeshiva, so that's why he knew to do it the way he did it, as opposed to the Kayanim. For whatever reason, they weren't as proficient, and that's why they waited a half hour. So zicha zicher, like this you know for sure that it's going to be the Zman of Mincha. We'll exhale a little prematurely. So two ha'aras as it relates to today's daf. The first ha'ara is, so the Gemara mentioned that Avram Avinu was a Zokin V'yoshin V'yeshiva. And then the Gemara said, a classic, that Avram Avinu was Mekayim Kol HaTorah Kula. The Pasuk says, Ekev Asher Shoma Avram Bekoili, Vayishmar Mishmarti, Mitzvoisai, Chukoisai, Visoirosai. And that Pasuk seems to suggest that Avram Avinu didn't just go in the ways of Hashem. He didn't just keep the Shevet Mitzvahs Bnei Noach that all Bnei Noach were obligated to keep. He didn't just keep the Mitzvah of Milah, which was given to Avram Avinu specifically. But Avram Avinu kept Kol HaTorah Kula. In fact, the Gemara says, Kayim Avram Avinu Afilu Erev Tavshilin. Avram Avinu kept Kol HaTorah Kula. He even kept the Mitzvah of Erev Tavshilin. It's interesting. There's a Medrash in Parshas Toldos where the Medrash says, Amar Rabbi Yonasan, B'shem Rabbi Yochanan. Avram Avinu kept Kol HaTorah Kula, Afilu Eruvei Chatzeros. So we have the Gersa that he kept Afilu Eruvei Tavshilin. But the Gersa in the Medrash and Parashas told us is that he kept even Eruvei Chatzeros. What's even more interesting is that it's brought down in the name of the Vilna Gaon, that the Vilna Gaon said that he believes that there's a mistake, that we have the Giras in the Gemara, and Yuma Daf Chavches, that Avraham Avinu kept Afilu Erev Tavshilin. He said that I don't think the Gemara meant Erev Tavshilin, but rather the Gemara meant Afilu Eruvei Techumen. What happened was, it said Ayin Tav in the Gemara, and in the old Tfusin, and whoever printed the Shas assumed Ayin Tav is Erev Tavshilin. But the Vilna Gaon said it was a mistake. And really, it didn't mean Erev Tavshilin. What it meant was Eruvei Techumen. And the Gaon said that if it meant Eruvei Techumen, it's a little more geschmack. Where Chazal saw in the Pasuk that Avraham Avinu was Mekayim this Erev. Why? Because the Pasuk begins Ekev Asher Shama Avram. And we know Rashi says in the beginning of Parashas Ekev, that what does Ekev mean? These are the mitzvahs she'adam dosh bahen be'akovav. It's a mitzvah that you do be'akovav, with your heels. Erev Techumen is a mitzvah that has shaykhes to akovav. You're allowed to walk up until this point, but you're not allowed to walk beyond that. Erev Tavshilin has nothing to do with Ekev. So the Vilna Gaon said that really the Girsa was supposed to be not Eruvei Tavshilin, but rather Eruvei Techumen. And in fact, it's Merumas in the Pasuk. Ekev Asher Shama Avram. Ekev is Miloshon, a mitzvah, Sha'adam Dosh Behem Ba'akavav, and that's the remez Teruvei Techumen. Rabbi Ephraim Zalman Margolis, in two places, it's in his Pirish Zera Avram on the Psikta Rabasi, and it's also in the Hakdama to his Shailos Achuvah's Beis Ephraim in Yeredeya. He brings that he heard B'Shem HaGoyin Rabbi Eliyahu Mivilna. He said he heard B'Shem the Vilna Goyin that the right gears in the Gemara is a Eruvei Techumen and it's not a Eruvei Tavshilin. This Goyin that the Velt says over, this Goyin that we just mentioned. And he said that I think that I have a meiridiger remes to what the Vilna Gaon said. Because if you look in the Pasuk, Ekev Asher Shama Avram B'Koyli, and then you have a bunch of synonyms. Vayishmer Mishmarti, Mitzvoisai, Chukoisai, Visayroisai. So he says, Vayishmer Mishmarti, Mitzvoisai, Chukoisai, Visayroisai, is Rosh Tevis Tchumim. The only Knech you have to say is Visayroisai, it's the Tav, it's not the Vav. And the Vav, Rabbi Ephraim Zalman Margolis said, is Vit Tairosai. It's not the word. The word is really Tairosai. It's just the Vav HaMechaber. So Tairosai is a Tav, Chukosai is a Ches, Vayishmar is a Vav, and then you have Mishmarti and Mitzvoisai are two Mems, which are Rosh Tevis Tchumim. So he says, he heard from the Vilna Gaon that the Gaon said that the right Girs in the Gemara was Ekev Asher Shama Avram, Avram Avinu kept the Erev. Which Erev did he keep? He kept Eruve Tchumim. Remez is Ekev, that's a mitzvah, Shadam Dosh Pem Ba'akovav. So he said, Yeshloim is Rosh Tevis Tchumim. This is a remez to the Vilna Gaon's Girsna that it was really a Ruvi Tchum. But the bottom line is, it's interesting that the Gemara says, Kaim Avram Avinu, Kala Teiru Kula, Afilu Erev, and we have really three Girsais. We have the Girsin, all the Talmud Bavlis of Erev Tavshilin. We have the Girs of the Medrash that says it was a Ruve Chatzeres, and then we have the Vilna Gaon's Girsa that it was a Ruve Tchumen. So for whatever reason, this is an Erev in Vart. But the Ikka Girsa is the Girsa that we have, and that's the Girsa of Erev Tavshilin. And the Marsha and the Chidushi HaGadis and all the Mefarshim are very, very bothered that Lechura, what's the Chiddush that Avraham Avinu kept a Ruve Tavshilin? If Avraham Avinu kept Kala Teiru Kula, he kept the Raises, he kept the Rabbanons, so why would you think that Erev Tavshilin is any less? He kept all the mitzvahs, even Erev Tavshilin, as if there's something wrong with Erev Tavshilin. It's like not a mitzvah you would have thought that Avraham Avinu would have kept, and Kamash Malan that Avraham Avinu kept Kala Teiru Kula, he even kept Eruvei Tavshilin. The Chasam Sofer in a few places brings that he heard a pshat to answer this kasha from his Rebbe Rav Nosson Adler that was really based on something that he heard from his Rebbe the Hafla. In fact, this pshat is quoted in the Hakdama to Josh's Chasam Sofer. So the Josh's Chasam Sofer was put out by one of the Chasam Sofer's Einiklach. This is when it was originally put out for the first time. And he brings how the Chasam Sofer was very, very, very machnia himself to his Rabbein. And really, we speak about this a lot, that some of the biggest soydas in the Chasam Sofer Svarim come from his Rebbe Dafla and from Nosson Adler. Incidentally, Rav Nosson Adler was more the Chasam Sofer's Rebbe Muvik than the Hafla was. But either way, the Chasam Sofer was very, very machnia himself to his Rabbein, and he brought this Vart as an example that the Chasam Sofer used to say over, which was based on something that he heard from both of his Rabbein. His Rebbe the Hafla and his Rebbe Rav Nosson Adler. And that is, the Gemara says, Avraham Avinu kept Kala Teiru Kula. It's Yedua, the Mishnah Melech wrote a sefer called Prashas Drachim. Prashas Drachim is Drush. It's Drushos that were written by the Mishnah Melech. So this is Drush that's 500 years old. How chashiv is the Parashas Jochem? And it was written by the Mishnah Melech. Kveger wrote Haggadahs on the Parashas Jochem. But the point is, the Parashas Jochem in Derush Aleph clears a very well-known chakira. And that is, Avraham Avinu kept Kol HaTorah Kula before it was given. Makar, Yuma Chav Ches HaMebez. Did Avraham Avinu have a din of a Yid? Or did Avraham Avinu have a din of a Ben Noach? Meaning, Avraham Avinu was a Ben Noach, but somehow he was tapped in to Torah mitzvahs. So even though the Torah was never given, but Avraham Avinu, Beruach Kodshoi, through the Bria, however exactly he came to it, but Avraham Avinu knew Torah, and as a result, he was Mekayim, Kol HaTorah Kula. So the Mishnah Melech, Klal Rishayla, when Avraham Avinu kept Kol HaTorah Kula, did he have a din of a Yisrael, or did he have a din of a Ben Noach? Be'etzem, he was a Ben Noach, but maybe because he was keeping Kol HaTorah Kula, he had a din of a Yisrael. Ve'intim Tzolayimah, he had a din of a Yisrael, Klal the Mishnah Melech. Did he have a din of a Yisrael only L'chumra, or did he have a din of a Yisrael even L'kula? Meaning, ordinarily, it's more of a chumra to be a yid than to be a benayach. A yid has 613 mitzvahs, a benayach only has 7. But there are instances where if you're a benayach, the halacha actually will play itself out more chumra than if a Yisrael. And that was the Mishnah Melech's Imtim Tzolayim, on the side of Avraham Avinu, by keeping Kol HaTorah Kula, had a din of a yid, maybe it was only to the extent that it's a chumra to be a yid. L'chumra, he could have a din of a Yisrael. But L'kula, if really he's a Benayach, how could he have a din of a Yisrael L'kula? So said the Mishnah Melech, have a raya brura. Because Chazal said that Avraham Avinu kept Kol HaTorah Kula, which means he kept Shabbos. If Avraham Avinu kept Shabbos, I have a problem. How could he have kept Shabbos? A guy that keeps Shabbos, it's a Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin, is Chayiv Misa. Akum Sheshavas is Chayiv Misa. So Bishloima, if Avraham Avinu had a din of a Yisrael, even the Kula. So even though in this case, as it relates to keeping Shabbos, it's a Kula to keep Shabbos, because for a guy you're not allowed to keep Shabbos, Avraham Avinu had a right to keep Shabbos. But if you're going to tell me that Avraham Avinu only had a din of a Yisrael, L'chumra, so in this case, he has no right to keep Shabbos. Because on the side that he's a Ben Noach, he's violating the Yisr of Nochri Sheshavas. So said the Mishnah Melech, this to me is a Raya Berura. It's a Raya Beru that Avraham Avinu had a din of a Yisrael. And not only did he have a din of a Yisrael, he had a din of a Yisrael even the Kula. Even where it would come out, a Kula mitzad his din ben Noach, Avraham Avinu had a din of a Yisrael. And because of this Raya that the Mishnah Melech brings, he asks kashas on different Rishonim and Chazals, where it would seem not that way. So the Chasam Sofer said that he heard from his Rebbe the Afla. It's actually printed in the Panim Yafos in Parshas Noach. That the Afla said that L'chayri Yesh Loimar, you could be Miyashiv, the Kasha of the Mishnah Melech. And that is, the Afla said a Yisoid that we've mentioned many times over the years. And that is, in Halacha, day starts at night. Vayihi Erev, Vayihi Boiker. The first Mishnah in Shas is Me'emas Aykarin Shema Ba'arvin. The second Mishnah is Me'emas Aykarin Shema B'Shachris. First Ma'ariv, then Shachris. Why? It's the first Gemara. Because Vayere Vayibayker, because the day follows the night. So day starts at night. Said the Hafla Yisoid. And that is, the only time it's night and then day, that's only for a Yid. But a Benayach, it works in the reverse. A Benayach, the day starts in the morning. It starts by Alois HaShachar. It starts when it's Heir Pnei Mizrach Ad Shabbat Heaven. That's when day starts for a guy. It's day followed by night. And the Oimek Advarim is, because a Yid lives his life, Adam La'amo Yulad. He lives his life, Hazayrim Bedimma Barina Yekzayro. When a Yid is younger and he has Taivis, he works on overcoming his Taivis. Then when he gets older, then he's able to reap all the benefits of the hard work that he had during his lifetime. It's Barina Yekzayro. After 120, he goes to the next world and he's Zoycha to a Lichtige Gan Eden. So for a Yid, it's first Laila and then it's Yoim. It's Vayi Erev, the earlier part of his life, it's Erev. He's schwitzing and he has to jump through hoops, he has to overcome this Yoim. But at the end of his life, it's going to be boiker. The guy is faker. The guy lives his life smach bacher bialdu secha, the hate of libcha bimebchur secha. And then later, when he gets older, he has a midlife crisis. He realizes halashkan naches. He doesn't really have anything. He doesn't have an oilam haba. So for the guy, it's vayehi boiker vayehi erev. But a yid is vayehi erev vayehi boiker. A ben noach is vayehi boiker vayehi erev. So said that flaw. It's half of a fell. Avraham Avinu wanted to keep Shabbos. What's Shabbos? Shabbos of a Yid. The Shabbos of a Yid is Friday night until Matzoi Shabbos. As a Ben Noach, Avraham Avinu was not allowed to keep Shabbos. But what's the Shabbos of a Ben Noach? It's a day that's followed by a night. So he says it's Meirdik. Avraham Avinu did Malacha Friday afternoon, and then he rested Friday night. And then Avraham Avinu rested Shabbos day, and he did Malacha Matzoi Shabbos. As a Yid, he kept Shabbos. Because from Shkia Friday night until Rabbeinu Tam Matzoi Shabbos, He kept the Shabbos. As a Benayach, he never violated Shabbos. Because what was the Shabbos that he violated? Friday? He didn't rest Friday. He did Malacha Friday afternoon. Shabbos? He didn't rest Shabbos. He did Malacha Mitzvah Shabbos. So it was absolutely Kaim Shnei. Because as Yisrael, he kept Shabbos. And as a Benayach, he didn't keep Shabbos. So the Mishnah Melech said, how was Avraham Avinu able to keep Shabbos? L'chayro, he had a din of a Benayach, l'chumro. So there's a raya that he had a din of a Yisrael, even the Kula. Zokt. The hafla in Panim Yafis is no raya, because Avraham Avinu kept Shabbos as a yid, and he was mechal Shabbos as a ben noyach, and it's able to differently kim chaim. You can make it work, because the definition of day as a Yisrael is not the same as the definition of day as a ben noyach. So the Chasam Sofer said that he told over this var to his Rebbe Reb Nosson Adler, and Reb Nosson Adler said he has one problem with this. He said, you know what the problem is? What's going to be when Yontif falls out on Erev Shabbos? If Yontif falls out on Erev Shabbos, if Avraham Avinu kept Kol HaTorah Kula, so he's going to keep Yontif and he's going to keep Shabbos. Now you wake up Yontif morning, it's Friday. You can't do Malacha because it's Yontif. Friday night, it's Shabbos. Yevaita can't do Malacha. So you're going to end up resting. Here, even if you make that flaws cheshmen, that the way the day works is it's day followed by night, you're still going to have a problem. You're going to have a problem because how are you supposed to get up? So said Reb Nosson Adler, so maybe you're going to tell me, Avraham Avinu didn't keep Yontif. That's followed by Shabbos. The problem is, the Gemara says, Kaim Avraham Avinu, Kala Ketoro Kula, Vafilu Erev Tavshilin. If Avraham Avinu didn't keep Yontif Shechalias for Erev Shabbos, then why is he making an Erev Tavshilin? We make an Erev Tavshilin. It's like this, you should be able to cook me Yontif for Shabbos. But if when Yontif falls at Erev Shabbos, either you're not keeping Yontif or you're not keeping Shabbos, so what's the problem? You don't need an Erev Tavshilin. There's no problem being Oifim Yontif for Shabbos, and if you're not keeping Shabbos, there's no problem with Shabbos. So from the fact that Avraham Avinu is Mekayim Erev Tavshilin, this is a raya that Avraham Avinu kept Kola. He kept even Yontif. So the writer kept even Yontif. So said Reb Nosson Adler. So if that's the case, it's Hodru Kushas HaMishal HaMelech L'duchte. So he said, Yesh Loimar, that's Gufa. That's Gufa Pshad in the Gemara. The Gemara says Avraham Avinu was Mekayim Kol HaTorah Kula. Vafilu Erev Tavshilin. Faith the Marsha asks everybody, what's the Chiddush that he kept even Erev Tavshilin? Why would you think Erev Tavshilin is different? Oh, I'll tell you why. Because you would have thought that Erev Tavshilin he can't keep. You know why he can't keep Erev Tavshilin? Because he's a Nachish HaShavas. And a Nachish HaShavas is Chayim Miso. And even though he wants to keep Torah Mitzvahs to be like Yisrael, but that's something he can only do L'chumrah. That's not something he has a right to do L'kula. Kamashmalan that he kept even Erev Tavshilin. But you know what the punchline is? You know what the teeth? The nature of the punchline is, Chazal was trying to say that Avraham Avinu kept Kol HaTorah Kula, but he didn't just keep the mitzvahs. He had a din of Yisrael. And he didn't just have a din of Yisrael. Even had a din of Yisrael Kula. And you know, he had a din of Yisrael Kula, the Mishnah LeMelech. And the Mishnah LeMelech meant was not the way that Flo understood the Mishnah LeMelech every Shabbos. He meant because Yontif that falls out in Erev Shabbos day, you don't even have that Flo's Teretz. So the Raya that Avraham Avinu had a din of Yisrael, even Lekula, is from Erev Tavshilin. That's Gufa why Chazal were emphasizing Erev Tavshilin. Kayim Avraham Avinu Kol HaTorah Kula Vafilu Erev Tavshilin. Why are we making a big deal about Erev Tavshilin? Because Erev Tavshilin is what explains to us the depth of what Chazal are trying to say. Chazal trying to bring out a point. Avraham Avinu didn't just keep Torah Mitzvahs. Even had a din of Yisrael, and even had a din of Yisrael Lekula. Now you bring that out? There's one way to bring it out. He kept Erev Tavshilin. By saying he kept Erev Tavshilin, oh, there you're stuck. That must be that he had a din of a Yisrael, even had a din of a Yisrael Lekula, because otherwise he would have been a Nachish HaShavas. Yontif Shchalias Erev Shabbos, you don't have the eights of the Panim Yafis. So the Chasam Sofer would say this was a vart that he's heard from his Rebbe Dafla, mit the Hoysafa, from the Rebbe Reb Nosson Adler. That's the first Ha'ara. The second Ha'ara is, so the Gemara said that Avraham Avinu was the Zakein v'Yoshe b'Yeshiva. In fact, the Gemara said, Amar Rab Chama Rab Chanina, Mimein Shal Aviseinu, Loi Pash Yeshiva Mehem. Literally, from the earliest days, the Yidden always had a Yeshiva with them. Hoyeb Mitzrayim, Yeshiva Imahim. Hoyeb Midbar, Yeshiva Iman. Avraham Avinu was a Zakim Yoshev Yeshiva. Yitzchak Avinu was a Zakim Yoshev Yeshiva. Yaakov Avinu was a Zakim Yoshev Yeshiva. And even Eliezer Eved Avraham was a Zakim Yoshev Yeshiva. And the Gemara brings Psukim to explain how we know during all these periods the Yidden had yeshivas. The pasuk that the Gemara brings for Yaakov is Ve'enei Yisrael Kavdu Mizaken. That's how we know that Yaakov Avinu was a Zaken V'Yoshev B'Yeshiva. Now the truth is that if you were to bring a pasuk that Yaakov Avinu was a Zaken V'Yoshev B'Yeshiva, so I would think Yaakov was an Ishtam Yoshev Oyholim. Chazal say he was Yoshev B'Aholei Shel Torah. Yaakov Avinu hid himself in the Beis Medrash of Shem Ve'ever for 14 years, which is Merum is an apostate. Vayishka b'makom ahu. But the 14 years that Yaakov Avinu was in Shem Ve'ever, he didn't sleep. So it's interesting, the apostate that Chazal brought, that Ve'ene Yisrael kavdu mizoiken, but the Gemara, in this signum, is focusing on the word zikna. Zikna's milosh and zeshekana chachma, just like Avram Zoke, zikne Yisrael. You find the word zikna by Yaakov, maybe it's just the consistency of the Gemara, but either way, the Eni Yisrael kavdu mizaykin, this is the Makar, the Yaakov Avinu was a zaken b'yoshev yeshiva. Now, what's the literal context of that pasuk? It's in Parashas Vayechi. Parashas Vayechi, Yaakov Avinu is lying on his deathbed. And Yosef HaTzadik has two sons, Ephraim and Menashe, and he wants his sons to get a bracha from their Zeta, from Yaakov Avinu. So the Pasuk says, Vayoyme Yosef Alaviv, Yosef comes to his father, he brings his sons with him, and he tells his father, Banayim, these are my sons, Ashenasan li alekim bazeh. Vayoyme Yaakov said, Kocham no elai vavachim, bring them closer to me, I want to give them a bracha. Says the Pasuk, Ve'ene Yisrael kavdu mizayken. Yaakov Avinu's eyes were kavdu mezoiken. He couldn't see clearly because he was old. Lo yuchal lirois. He simply couldn't see. Vayagesh oisameilo. So he brought Ephraim and Menashe very, very close to him. Vayishak lehem. He kissed them. Vayichabik lehem. And he hugged them. And then eventually the pasuk says he gave them a bracha. Hamalach agoy loisim yikol ro yivarech es hanaari v'yikari v'em shemi v'shem avoyis avram v'yitzchok v'yidgul aray b'kerabars. But Yaakov Avinu brings his einaklach close to him. Vayagesh oisameilov. So that's the context over here. Yaakov Avinu couldn't see very well. He wants to give his Enoch a bracha, and this is the drama that's playing out in Parshas Vayechi. It's in that pasuk that Chazal chose to reveal to us that you should know Yaakov Avinu was a zokein v'yoshev b'yeshiva. Not Yaakov Ishtom Yoshev v'holim, not the 14 years he was in Sheva Eva. Eina Yisrael kavdu mizoiken. Eina Yisrael, Yaakov Avinu was old, he couldn't see. Lo yuchal lirois, it was hard for him to give a bracha. So he said, come close to me. Vayishak lehem, vayichnabik lehem. Say Chazal, kavdu mizoiken. Oh, vayistois Yaakov Avinu at gaharavit and learning. This is soif yomav of Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov was a kodesh meirechem. Vayisroit tzitzu abadav ekir, but he was already running to the Beis Medrash of Shein v'Eber. But this is the pasuk. The Eini Yisrael kavdu mizoiken in the context of lo yuchal lirois. And the Chasam Sofer asks, what's pasuk shah? Why did Chazal choose this pasuk right here to reveal to us that Yaakov Avinu was a zaken v'yoshev b'yeshiva? And one level deeper, what's the connection to the narrative? What is the fact that Yaakov Avinu was a zaken v'yoshev b'yeshiva that it seems that leads into the fact that lo yuchal lirois? And as a result, Vayagish Oysam Eilav Ayishaklam, he brought them a little bit closer to him. It's like this, he should be able to give them a bracha. So he said a pshat based on a yesoid from the Chasam Sofer's Heiliger Rebbe, the Hafla. So the Hafla in the Hakdama to the Sefer Hafla has an introduction. It's called the Pischa Ze'ira. It's interesting. The Pischa Ze'ira, which is the Psicha to the Hafla, is very similar to the Petuche Choysam, which is the Psicha to the Chasam Sofer, but for another day. But in the Pischa Ze'ira, there's a lot of different Jerush Yisoidis that Hafla wrote. He wrote it himself, as opposed to the Petuchei Chaisim, which was written by Rav Shimon Sofer, the Chasam Sofer's son. But this was written by the Hafla, and it's different Psicha to the Sefer Hafla, which is a very Lomdish Sefer on Masechtes Ksuvos. But as a Psicha to the Hafla, so he has different Yisoidis and Hashkafa and Apimius Atayra that he discusses. So this is in Ois Yodalet. So the Hafla says, Adovr Niflo, Mamish, Le'elu Le'elu. It says, we know the story of the Eitz Hadas. So the Baruch Hu turns to Adam and Chava and he tells them, we call Eitz Hagan Ochal Toichal. If you want, you can eat from any one of the trees in the garden. But me Eitz Hadas Toivara, that's not something you're allowed to eat from. The Pasuk says, V'anochosh hoya oru mikol chayis hasada. Nochosh was very clever. And he goes over to Chava and he tells Chava that, yeah, the Eibusha told you not to eat from the Eitz Hadas, but you don't realize there's a reason he's telling you not to. Because Hashem knows that if you're going to eat from the Eitz Hadas, your eyes are suddenly going to open. You're going to become literally like some godly figure. You're going to know the difference between good and bad. We know the story. Chava ate. She told Adam to eat. And after Adam and Chava eat from the Eitz Hadas, the pasuk says, "Vatipachno enesh." Exactly what the Nochash said was going to happen. All of a sudden, their eyes opened up. Vayedu, and they knew, So they noticed that they weren't wearing clothing. So quickly they took a leaf from a fig. And they made the chagoyros. And the rest is history. So the Nachash tells Chava and Adam essentially that, you know, Hashem's telling you not to eat from the Eitz Hadas because he knows. He knows v'nifkechu einechem. The kachava, they ate, v'tipachno einei shneihem, v'yedu, and they knew ki eirum in him. So what exactly is going on? We have to understand this a little bit on a deeper level. It's a dafla. The pshat's like this. Every person has gashmias tegechushim. A person can see, he can hear, he can feel, he can... These are gashmias tegechushim that we have. But just like we have gashmias tegechushim, we have ruchniyistig senses as well. A person can gashmiyistig see. A person has ene hasechel that could see as well. He has ruchniyistig eyes. A person can hear ruchniyistig. A person can sense ruchniyistig. Every single person was born with gashmiyistig chushim, and he was born with ruchniyistig chushim as well. However, said the Hafla, the only way to tap into those ruchniyistig chushim is if you work on it. Meaning, a person has to work and he has to really get on a ruchniyistiga frequency for him to be able to tap in to his ruchniyistiga chushim. But every person has the bechira to come to a level where he'll be able to tap in to his ruchniyistiga chushim. So said the hafla adavar nifla. He said that if a person taps into his ruchniyistiga chushim, it's going to impact his gashmiyistiga chushim. It's very hard. In fact, he says, it's come out impossible to be able to balance and juggle both properly at the same time. If a person is seeing ruchniyistig, if when he looks at the world, he sees an oilam ruchni, it impacts his ability to be able to see an oilam gashmi. And he says, the makar to this is a Rambam. A Rambam in Hilchas Yesodei HaTorah. The Rambam's in Perek Zayin, where the Rambam talks about the Nevi'im. So he says, there were different levels of Nevi'im. But he says one thing about Nevu'ah, Vikula. Every single Navi, doesn't matter who you are, Kishem Misnavin, when they would say Navua, Evorei Mizdazim, their bones and their limbs would start shaking. V'koyach ha'guf koshnal, their guf would weaken. V'eshtenoiseim mistarfois. V'atishar hadeya pnuyu lahavim ashatira. They would go into a trance. Their physical being would suddenly shut down. And the reason is because that was the only way for them to be able to tap into ruchnius. It was not possible for a Navi to be able to just walk and sit and stand and do his thing and at the same time be able to tap into Nevuah. Because that's a different frequency. So are you on this frequency? You're Ba'alma Adein or you're Ba'alma Da'asi? Which one are you on? And you can't dance of Tzvei Chasanas at the same time. He said it's impossible. Says Ram, there was one exception to the rule. He says, Kol advarim shamarnu hein derech levuah l'chol ha'neviyim ha'rishayim chutz mi Moshe Rabbeinu. Rabin shal kol ha'neviyim. Moshe Rabbeinu was able to have Nevuah when he was awake. He was able to have Nevuah when he was standing. That's what Chazal meant when they say that Moshe Rabbeinu spoke to Hashem. For Moshe Rabbeinu, he was just having a conversation. But for all the other Nevi'im, they would shut down. There was no way for them to be able to tap into Nevuah unless they went into some sort of trance. So it says, Dafla, we don't have Nevuah. But on a lesser level, on a more diluted level, the same is true. A person has ruchnis the gechushin, has gashmis the gechushin. But it's impossible, he said, for a person to really, really tap in to his ruchnis the gechushin unless he, on some level, he suffocates his gashmis the gechushin. So he says, mamish dvarim neflam. He says, Adam and Chava, they were in Gan Eden. They were yitzir kap of Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When you want to talk about Madregis in Kedusha, what's the muscle we use? Adam Arishin Kaidem Achet. Adam and Chava, before they did the Avera, were on the Madrega of Adam Arishin Kaidem Achet. They were on the highest Madrega. They were able to see. But when they looked, they saw Ruchnius. They saw Ruchnius the world in front. They didn't see the world we see. They saw Ruchnius the world. You know what happened? The Nachash came and he told Chava, he says, yeah, Hashem knows that if you're going to eat from the Eitz Hadas, you know what's going to happen? Suddenly you're going to be able to start seeing things. You're going to notice things you never saw before. The Kachava, the pasuk says, Vatipachna einei shneihem. They suddenly ate and they saw. What happened? So all of a sudden their eyes opened up? Like, what happened? Kach Ivrim? You know what happened? They fell madrigas. And they went from being Adam Arishan Koidim Achen to Adam Arishan La'achar Achen. Adam Arishan La'achar Achen, now they see the world differently. Now they don't have that same Ruchnias Digger Re'iyah that they saw previously. And because of that, they were able to see in a Gashmias Digger way. And once they saw Gashmias Digger, they noticed Kei Rumim Hei. They were always a Rumim, but they didn't see it. What do you mean they didn't? How did they not see it? Because they were looking ruchniyistik. They were looking with a whole different blick. And in that blick that they were looking at, they didn't even see that they were a Ruman. But then they ate from the Eitz Hadas and they fell madrigas. The whole world changed. Literally, the fate of mankind, his destiny, would change forever. And that new world, all of a sudden, you look, you see Erva, you see these things. It's like, that's why at this point they knew they were a Ruman. So he says another Dovah Niflah. He says, Dovah HaMelech said it to Hillim. It's in Kapitel Yutes, Kuf Yutes. Haver Einai Meroi Shav Bidrachecha Chayeni. Haver Einai, help my vision Meroi Shav. Doesn't mean Meroi Shav. So he says, we know there's a something called the Shvuah Sheker, and there's something called the Shvuah Shav. What's it? The Shvuah Sheker, somebody lies. Right? He tells a person, I swear this happened, I swear this is this. Person has no idea, he lies. A Shvuah Shav is a different Madrega of Shvuah Sheker. Shvuah Shav is when a person swears, I'll eat Shehu Zav, Valzav Shehu Eitz. Where a person swears, he doesn't just swear falsely, but it's like no Shaykhis. It's night outside, he swears that it's day. That's not true. It's Sheker, of course it's Sheker, but it's more than just a Shvuah Sheker. In addition to being a Shvuah Sheker, that's also a Shvuah Shav. Said the Hafla, this world, the Olam Hazeh, is known in the Sfarim as the Alma de Shikra. It's an Olam Sheker. You look out in the world and you see things and you think this is this and this is that, and really it's an Olam Sheker. But he says there's a Madrega that a person can be on where when he looks at the world, he doesn't just see an Olam Sheker, it's an Olam Shav. He sees a world where he understands that this is not what's going on. You see Eitz and you know it's Zahav. You see Laila and you know it's Yom. He says, but for that, to be on that Madrega, you have to be looking at a different world. You need Einei Ruchnias. He said, that's what David HaMelech was mispal. Haver Einei Miroi Shav. He wanted to see Shav. He wanted to be able to fashtay on such a level. Not that it's an Olam Sheker, but it's an Olam Shav. This is Tifa Tifa Re. But Zokta Eil Gichsam Soifa, that based on this, you saw it. That he was Makabel from his Rebbe Dafla. He said, that's Pshat in the Pasuk. The Pasuk is saying that Yaakov Avinu wanted to give a bracha to his Enoklach, but he had to see them in order to give a bracha. The Sforna says over here that in order for a bracha to be chal, there has to be some gashmias thing, a connection between the Mavarech and between the Mizbarech. That's why you kiss your child when you say the bracha Yisimcha Likim Kefraim Melchum Menashe, because there has to be some gashmias thing connection in order for the bracha to be chal. Yaakov Avinu wanted to give a bracha. So Yaakov Avinu wants to see his Enoch, but he couldn't see them. The Eini Yisrael Kavdu. You know why they were Kavdu? Mizoiken. Zok Tachsam Soy, because Yaakov Avinu was a Zok in the Yoshe V'Yeshiva. Yaakov Avinu steig this whole 147 years of Aliyah. And because of that, Yaakov Avinu's eyes, now he was able to see. But he was ruchniyistig. He saw an Olam Shav. He, Pasha, couldn't see what people see. So he's looking at it and he couldn't see them. What do you mean? Why couldn't he see them? Because they were kavdu mizoiken. It was from Zikna. Because his world, his reality was a different reality. Yaakov Avinu looks out, he saw what we saw. He saw Ruchnias Digger world, and as a result, he couldn't give them a bracha. He needed some connection to them. So he hugged them and he kissed them, and like this, now he's going to be able to give them a bracha. But says the Chassam Sofer, it's not punk that Chazal said over here, Kavdu Mizaykin. That's why La Yuchal Liros. He was La Yuchal Liros because he had been on a Madrega. He was on a plane where he couldn't see with his Gashmias Digger eyes because he was like the Rambam says, he was Mamish, his Avarim, he was in this ruchniyistic existence, and that impacted his ability to see physically. The Chassam Sofer says this, he saw it in a few different places. One place that he says is not Shaykh, and this is in the beginning of Parshas Shmos. So we know the pasuk Vayifen Koy VaKoy VaYar Keinish, right? Moshe Rabbeinu kills the Mitzri. So he looks this way, and he looked that way, and he saw there was nobody there. So VaYar Keinish, so he went and he killed the Mitzri. What happened? Dasan Avirim really saw, and they went and they told Pari what happened. Moshe Rabbeinu is in trouble. He becomes a fugitive. He has to run away for years. Midian, Yisrael, the rest is history. But it all started because Moshe Rabbeinu killed the Mitzri. Now the pasuk says, "Vayifen koy v'koy." He looked this way, he looked that way. Vayarkei inish. He saw he couldn't. He didn't see anybody, and as a result, he went and he killed this Mitzri. It turns out Moshe Rabbeinu didn't really look well enough, right? Because Dasan Aviram were there. Rabbi Pasha, how do you read the story? Moshe looked this way, looked that way, no one's looking. Turns out Dasan Aviram, they're peeking out through their blinds. They see this all happen. They run to Parak, and all of a sudden Moshe Rabbeinu is running. But it's very hard to understand it. Well, Moshe Rabbeinu, Vayifin Kaivakai, couldn't find Dasan Aviram. Somehow he missed them. There has to be a deeper meaning to these stories that we were taught when we were little children. There's a Pnimiya Satira. Said the Chasam Sofer, I'm going to tell you what's going on. Because Rashi brings Chazal. Chazal say, what does it mean? So the Pasha Pshat is that he was looking to see if anybody was watching. But there's another Pshat, there's a Drush. The Drush is he was looking at the descendants that were going to come from this Mitzri. He wanted to see if there was anyone Chashev that was going to come. Because if there was someone Chashev that was going to come, he wasn't going to kill the Mitzri. That means Yaakov Avinu, Moshe Rabbeinu at that time was doing two things. Moshe Rabbeinu was physically looking to see is anybody watching, but Moshe Rabbeinu was also looking with his Ruchnius, the guys. He was Vayif and Koy the Koy. He was looking to see, is anyone going to come from this Mitzri? He says, you know what happened? When Moshe Rabbeinu looked with his Ruchnius, the guys, it impacted his ability to see. He was like Yaakov Avinu, Lo Yuchal Lirois. And that's why he missed us in Vavirim. That's why he didn't see them. He didn't just miss them. But he was like the Rambam says in Perek Zayin Hilchos Yisoidei HaTorah, where he went into this trance. How else was he Vayif and Koy V'Koy to see who was going to come? He had to go into this trance. He says, Vayif and Koy V'Koy, and that's why he ended up missing it based on this Yisoid from that flaw, that a person can see Ruchnias, he can see Gashmias, but you can't do both at the same time. And therefore, if a person's looking Ruchnias, it's going to impact his ability to see Gashmias, and that's V'Ein Yisrael Kavdu Mizoyken La'yuchal Iras. So the Chasam Sofer just adds one knech. This is mamish beautiful. He says you have to say ki adayin lo higia lemeit madregas nevuah sha'amda ishma ve'eshma ma'yitzava Hashem lochem. Really, Moshe Rabbeinu later was going to reach much higher madregas. Moshe Rabbeinu was going to be in the madrega where he was able to talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu banim al banim. But at this point, he hadn't reached this madrega. And the truth is, the Ramban says it. Right? There's a lot of Ramban medavim b'tech gronish al chasam sofer ki yadua. The Ramban says it. The Ramban says that when Moshe Rabbeinu saw the snare, so what Hashem tell him? He said, Al tikrav haloyim, you can't walk past this line in the sand, literally. Shal na'lecha mi'al raglecha, take your shoes off, because the place that you're standing is Admas Kodesh. So the Ramban says, Moshe Rabbeinu can't go too close to the sand. Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shamayim, 40 days, 40 nights. Lechem le'achalti, mayim le'shasisi. Moshe was nigash ala harofel. Moshe Rabbeinu can't get too close to the sand. So the Ramban, yeah, at that time, you couldn't get too close to the snare. Adayin lehigia lemedregas nevuasli. That's the lashon of the Ramban in Parashat Shmos. See, Moshe wasn't yet on that madrega. He was going to get there. But Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't on that madrega. Moshe wasn't at the point yet where Moshe Rabbeinu could be vayif and koi v'koi, ruchnias and gashmias, and he can do it all at the same time. At this point, Moshe Rabbeinu, if he was going to be ruchnias, it was going to impact his gashmias. Vayif and koi v'koi, he was looking to see who was going to come from the Mitzri. Memela he missed us of Aviram. He couldn't balance both at the same time. But either way, this is the Yesod that the Chasam Sofer brings. It comes from his Rebbe Dafla, like so many of the great Yesodis in the Chasam Sofer. And that is that we are physical beings and we live in a physical world, but at the same time we understand that there's a ruchniyastika component to our existence. We have an neshama, and really everything in the world has an neshama. Everything has a guf, everything has an neshama. And there were tzaddikim that were able to tap in and they looked at the world, they didn't see the same world we're looking at. Pshita, Maika Mashmalan, it just seems so obvious that that's the way it is. But here we have it, gebacked from Svarim and understanding some of the difficult parashiyas in the Torah. And the tzaddikim, they just saw the world differently than we do. And that gave them an ability to see things, Ruach HaKodesh, to see Misoifa, Olam Vatsoifa. It comes from tapping into this Ruchnias digger. Yaakov Avinu had it, V'Eini Yisrael Kavdu Mizoiken. That's Vayif and Koy V'Koy of Moshe Rabbeinu. But it comes at a little bit of an expense in terms of being able to see physically. That's how the Chasam Sofer was mefarish some of these very difficult parashiyas. And just this punchline of, we know the world is an alma de shikra, but really on a deeper level, for those that really know, it's not just an olam shek, it's an olam shav, it's mamish, it's we're completely missing the boat. Depends on what you see. You see an olam sheker, and based on what we see, it's only sheker. Because we know it's Sheker, but we don't really know what the Sheker is. And there's challenges and there's nisyonos and things happen and we don't understand it. And we try to make sense of it because we live in an olam that's only Sheker. Well, we know it's not real, but we have no avon on what that is. But the tzaddikim didn't just live in a world of Sheker. The tzaddikim lived in a world of Shav. It was Mamash Shav. They saw people running after Zav. And they saw there was Mamash Eitzim Vavon. And that's partial what they saw. They didn't just see an olam Sheker. They saw an olam Shav.